Well, everybody, a lot has changed since 1970 in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The one thing that hasn't changed is the love for America's largest RV show. That's why today we want to thank Heather Leach, the executive director of the PRVCA, and her team, of course, for all their hard work, and welcome her back to being a guest on the Launching Life's Journeys podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
So, Heather, obviously we talked before we got online here. Our families are good. You and I, you are my birthday sister. We celebrate our birthday this time of year. I'm on the 14th, you're on the 19th. So happy early birthday. I'm, of course, going to come and be loud and see your entire team. And I'm really excited about this year because it blows me away that through the pandemic, you guys just continue to over deliver everybody's expectations. Every year, the show gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why on the website, America's Largest RV Show, it's just phenomenal that you guys are able to continue delivering in the way that you do. So you've had a busy year. We are 53 days away. So It starts officially September 13th, correct?
Yes, that's when it opens to the public.
Okay, right. And I know that there's some days prior to that are going to be having some things going on. So for everybody listening, like we did last year, let's talk about just deadlines right now. I know that the tickets are available now. Is there tiered pricing that's going to be happening if people, you know, I want everybody that's watching, listening, get your tickets today. But kind of what is the deadline as we get closer?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can buy your tickets online right now, and they are cheaper right now. They will be $2 more a ticket if you wait until the day of.
Okay.
So you have until 11:59 the night before to get your discount tickets. Then, of course, every day we have a 3 p.m. ticket. So if you're coming after 3 p.m. or later, it's cheaper, and you can get those tickets that day online. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. And I just want to kind of work our way into the excitement, the crescendo. So for everybody, if they're first timers, I just kind of want to outline everything. You and your team do a phenomenal job to accommodate everybody. So ADA accessibility, it's there. I've seen it. I witnessed it. You guys have people that can assist, right? So just in terms of parking, there's ample parking. If you don't have a coach or you're not staying at a campground, there's a lot of places to stay in proximity of the Giant Center. So you guys have laid all of that out on the website. So I invite, again, everybody that's watching or listening to the podcast, get to americaslargestrvshow.com or go to PRVCA, your site. All the information's laid out. You guys have made it very, very accessible to get any questions answered prior to the show. We went over the tickets. So here's what I want to do. Let's talk about vendors. And if, for the first timers, what is everything they are going to see at the show?
So we have, as far as booth vendors are concerned, it's anything that has to do with RVing and camping. You have campgrounds there that are promoting, you know, their campgrounds, to, you know, insurance, to accessories, anything you can possibly imagine that you can put in an RV, it's there. You know, you have hitches and steps and all that, everything in between. So it's I mean, I think right now we're sold out of booth space, and I believe it's over 200 different vendors that are there.
Wow. And one thing, too, that I want to just remind everybody, majority of the RV lifestyle, as we know, the mecca for manufacturing is here in Elkhart, Indiana. About 90% of the entire industry is here. So it is a great opportunity for those of you that, you know, if you're a seasoned RVer and you've been living the lifestyle, but you want to connect directly to a lot of the OEMs, they're going to be there. You know, companies like Dometic and Lippert, all of us as RV manufacturers, we are there. So you're not talking to, you know, hired show dogs, so to speak. You're actually meeting directly with us. So it's a great time to come and engage, you know, with the manufacturers of the products that you guys have, especially at the vendor booths. Like I said, for those of you that are listening that wanted to get in late, well, you can't, but maybe next year. If people do, for our listeners that are on here that maybe are a smaller campground or, you know, a organization outside of RVs that would like to get involved with the PRVCA, You guys will have a booth there, correct, too. So if people have questions and want to get directly with you and your team, where are you guys located at the show space?
Well, the best place to talk to us is in the show office, especially okay. if you're interested in space. So if you come inside the Giant Center, go to the information booth and they can point you in the right direction.
Okay, awesome. And so now let's talk about the crescendo, the excitement. Every RV you want, from teardrops all the way to full profile fifth wheels, toy haulers, motorized is all going to be there, from Class Bs to your Class A diesel pushers. Again, as Heather has outlined, her and her team, they are the best in the country. That's why they are America's largest RV show. You will see every color, every shape, every feature. It's all there at the show. You have to get there. It's an amazing experience. Very well organized. And if you get fatigued and you have to pause, guess what? Heather and her team also took care of you there. There's restrooms, and they got a lot of food options as well. Can you kind of outline what you guys have in terms of food?
Sure. There's concessions outside. So, yep. You know, everything from, you know, it's kind of like fair food. You have, there's crab cakes and gyros and French fries and all that kind of fun stuff. I think last year there was a taco truck there. So who doesn't love taco truck? And then there's also inside the building, there's concessions there as well. Everything, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and cheese steaks and all that kind of good stuff.
Anything you want, it's going to be there anything at the show. So we talked about the RVs, we talked about food, we talked about restrooms, we talked about the vendors. Also, too, a lot of people, you know, especially that are new, they really love coming to the Hershey Show because you guys put on such a great curriculum of different speakers and things like that. So can you kind of talk about what you guys have for that?
Yeah, so every year we have hourly seminars. We have like four different seminar rooms, each with different trainings going on. And it's anything from whether you're an experienced RV to someone that's new, you have seminars on how do you pick out the right RV to, you know, camping with pets to, you know, how do you make this long, you know, do a long cross country trip, anything like that. We definitely have. And I think that's what makes it great. Some of the seminars repeat daily. So if you're like, well, I want to go to this one at 10 o'clock and you're coming back the next day because you want to see another one at 10 o'clock, you know, you can kind of hit up multiple ones.
Yeah. So with all the years that you and your team have been doing this amazing show, are there any just kind of FYIs or, you know, maybe some things that you want to let the listeners or viewers know? Just, hey, as a heads up, some things to think about.
What I will always recommend when you're coming to the show is first wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Like that's the number one. And when you get there, take the time, grab a program, look at the map. If there's specific units or specific products that you want to see, take a couple minutes and map it out, because it's really easy to just start hitting all the RVs and then it's the end of the day and you never saw the ones that you actually came to see.
Yep.
So it's important, I would say, to just definitely take a couple minutes and kind of map out what you want to do so that you see everything that you came to.
And is it possible for them to already see, is the map already completed now? Can they see that on the website?
You can get it on our website. We also have a mobile app.
Okay.
So you can download the app and everything's right there. And, you know, if obviously, you know, you'll probably still want to pick up a program.
Sure.
But if anything ever changes, it's a great way once you're at the show to see if something changed. You can check up if that exhibitor if is still there, or if something changed, you'll be notified over the app. So it's really handy.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a little bit. So last year, shame on me, maybe I didn't bring it up, but this year you guys have the app. So it's free to download on the App Store or Google Play. What all is on the app?
It's all of the exhibitors, seminars. There's everything that you can basically find on the website. You can find on this app.
That is awesome. So to all you listening and watching, download the app. And what's the app called?
It's America's Largest RV Show.
Okay.
And then what you want to do, let me just double, I have it on my phone. Okay. We also have a scavenger hunt on the app.
What?
So, yeah. So if you play the scavenger hunt, and if you make it to all the destinations on, like, using the app, then you're registered for some, to win some great prizes.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That is awesome. So yeah, I'm obviously really excited. 53 days away, September 13th through the 17th. That's when it's open to all of you for the public. And like I said, I expect it's going to be another phenomenal year. You guys have already sold out with your vendor space. So clearly, you guys have no signs of slowing down. Can we take a little bit of time, Heather, just to, like I say, give you and your team a little bit more love? Because a lot of people will ask me, they say, hey, how did you meet the director of PRVCA? I said, I went and said hi. You know, everybody knows my personality. I'm like, I went to exactly where you said. I went inside the show booth and I found you and just wanted to say thank you. It was my first year and it was, you know, amazing. But you guys, the PRVCA does a lot more than just the show.
Yes.
So can you just kind of talk and educate, you know, all of our listeners on who the PRVCA is and all of the things you guys do, even though I would expect that every day you're working on the show for the next year. But what are some of the other great things that the PRVCA does?
Well, when we're not focused on the show, we provide a lot of technician training to dealerships. So our training season's kind of like October, November through March. So we do a lot of hands-on training with our technicians. We also try to get education out there for our other members. We have a leadership conference that we started a couple years ago, and we do some campground education as well. We also do, and then that's really our main focus, is because, you know, our whole goal is to make the industry better in Pennsylvania, and sending out qualified, certified, experienced techs is one really great way to make sure that dealerships really kind of thrive, you know, throughout the state. So that's a really big one for us. We also do legislative work. So of course, anything that comes up legislatively that has to do with RVing or camping or dealerships, that kind of stuff, you know, we deal with. And then, of course, just promoting RV and camping across the state of Pennsylvania. We have, you know, various campaigns of just, you know, if you're driving through Pennsylvania, you'll probably see one of our billboards. So we're just always trying to make sure it's in, you know, in front of everybody's mind of like that this is a great opportunity for them to, you know, of a experience and vacation and get outdoors.
Yeah. And as you know, I mean, over the last, you know, since I met you, we've become pals, and, you know, you see that I've done a lot with other organizations to support, just like you guys, you know, like Marvac. They're just based in Michigan, but, you know, similar, but also unique focuses, right? So they do advocacy and promotion. The PRVCA does, as you just outlined, advocacy and promotion for the industry. But what I'm really amazed with is how important you guys make training the technicians. It's no secret. Everybody knows with pandemic. I mean, we just had RVIA on our podcast, and there was a stat that came out that still this summer, 44 million families expect to get out and camp in some capacity. And that number blows me away, but there is a huge need for service. And so to see your organization so committed in the state of Pennsylvania, I really do applaud you guys, because it is very important. When people make a big investment, and I don't care what brand they buy, what shape it is, you know, it does require maintenance and it does require support. And the biggest heartbreak for a lot of people is when their plans have to be stopped or changed because they can't get in for months for service. And so I think that you are one of the, you know, largest nonprofits focused on that need. And I really do applaud you and your team for what you guys are doing. So you're making a huge impact.
Thank you.
I also know too, that as I've gotten to know you guys, there is so much value in benefits that you provide members. So again, for anybody that's listening or watching in the state of Pennsylvania, they've been doing some research and they didn't, you know, have the bravado like me to kick the door down and come and find Heather Leach. You know, if they do want to approach the PRVCA because they are in the lifestyle, whether they're a campground or maybe an affiliate or a vendor, as we kind of outlined, that's going to be at the show, can you just kind of maybe just do a quick little commercial and just speak to them directly and how easy it is to become a member with the PRVCA?
It is super easy to become a member. In fact, on our website, you can even download the membership application and fill it out there. Daniel Jesko is our membership director, and you can always reach out, and he will love to tell you everything, every benefit that you could have. He loves our members. He's great with them. I mean, it's super easy. You just go to the website and that'll help point you in the right direction.
And then are there other, I know, like you said, you know, in terms of like advocacy and promotion, do you guys have any other events throughout the year outside of, you know, America's Largest RV Show or meetups? I mean,
No, for the consumers. Okay. No, we our focus is right now anyway, is on the show. But who knows? Okay. If my board hears you say that, who knows what we'll be doing?
Okay, I'll be careful. I don't want to add more on top of what you do. But honestly, again, America's Largest RV Show, September 13th through the 17th. You and your team have done a phenomenal job this year. There's the app now, everybody. All the information is there. The map is set. You can start doing research and planning your days there. As Heather said, I would bring extra socks as well. Get the most comfortable shoes you can. My kids make fun of me because I wear these Hokas, but I'm like, hey, I'm on my feet all the time and they're really comfortable. I don't care if I look like I'm 70. I might get the Nike Air Monarchs next. I don't know. I'm going into full dad mode. But either way, I really do applaud you. I can't wait to see you and the team. Get the app, everybody. If you're in the state of Pennsylvania and you're a part of the camping lifestyle, join the PRVCA. Heather and her team does so much for you in terms of promotion, to help your business along, and to engage with the community. It's just, it's an amazing team that you have, and I really thank you for taking some time to update us. 53 days away from the big one. I look forward to seeing you here in just a few months, and thank you so much. We have, again, Heather Leach, Executive Director of the PRVCA. Learn more about her and her team by going to PRVCA. Is it .org or .com?
.org.
Okay. PRVCA.org. Thank you so much, Heather, and we will see you soon.
All right. Thank you.